hours. Have any other figures been given out?
Well, Nargis, no. Unfortunately, there are no official figures announced yet. We're going to have to wait until the polls close. So far, the officials have declined our request to give us any further information about the number of voters. So we're going to have to wait for the polls to close. Probably around midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, we will have the number of the people who have turned out to vote for their favorite candidate. But I can tell you that in New Zealand, Hong Kong, Vietnam, North and South Korea, Australia, Japan, China, Malaysia, and Indonesia, the vote counting has started. In Europe, of course, the vote counting continues, and polls are opening in the United States and Canada. However, in order to find out who of these four candidates in this very tight and heated race, as you mentioned yourself, is going to win the highest elected office in Iran, we're still going to have to wait and see.
Gisu, any official announcement on terms of when this voting will run until now? Because it's run over their official extension, so just some clarification of that, if there is any, because it's quite overwhelming to see the numbers there. We might not be able to clarify it just at this point.
Exactly. You are definitely right. And Nargis, I have to tell you that the turnout has been unprecedented. We've talked to people from different governor's offices. I've been in touch with certain people from different governor's offices. All of them say that the turnout was a lot higher than what they had expected. Even in some polling stations, they had, Nargis, run out of ballot papers and they had to ask for more. So it's interesting and also very exciting to see how many Iranians have turned out this time for this presidential elections. The same goes for countries abroad, as you know, in seven countries, and also in Europe. In Europe also, they've asked for an extension of the voting time because of the number of voters that have turned out. So, yes, it is a very heated voting this time, and no, we don't know exactly how long this will go. However, according to Iran's election law, it won't be extended after midnight, but Iranians are last-minute people, like you said, Nargis. And yes, the polling stations are extremely crowded right now, although only in the early hours we had 5 million people turning out. So we can expect, Nargis, according to what the Interior Minister said, a voter turnout of over 70%.
Okay, stay with us, Gisu. There's a midnight cap on it then for the voting. Let's cross over to a polling station and see if we can figure anything out from there. Joining us is Saman Kajuri. Saman, whereabouts are you? And as Gisu's just been saying, no official announcement on when polling might end. From the crowds and the queues that you're seeing, how long do you predict?
Well, Nargis, due to the high turnout of the people from the early hours after the polls opened until right now, well, this is the third time that the voting process has been extended. So it is highly expected that this voting process continues and be extended for the hours to come, and especially until midnight, that is highly expected. So as you can see around me, people are still here and are still coming. And as I had been saying over, just an over and over again, I told you that Iranians are last-minute people, and especially in the evening time, they would appear and would show up at the ballot boxes. So because of all these huge and high turnout of people, so we expect highly that the voting process to be extended more and more by more hours. Now, Nargis, another point is that in this, the 10th presidential election, almost according to the figures and the numbers, 2,190,000 first-time voters can vote and cast their ballots for the first time. Now, accordingly, I would like to be joined right now by one of these first-time voters who is living now in Hungary. Now, can you tell me how do you feel as a first-time voter? And why do you vote, actually?
In the name of God, I think this is a very important election, and this is the first time in my life that I could vote for my best president in the presidential election. And I studied in Hungary, and I came in my country about 2 days ago, and because it's very important for me, the future of my country, and I think, I'm sure that my vote is very important in the country face. Yes.
What is the importance of these elections, do you think? Do you think the results are important or no? Something else matters to you?
Yes, the result is very important because most of the Iran's enemies thought that the people of the Iran hasn't any unity, but the population of the here and most of the people when came here and voted for the election, and I think most of the countries understood that there is a very unity and a very integrity between the Iranian people.
So, as a young Iranian, what do you expect of your president?
Yes, I think the president should be honest, and before the election, presidential election, he promises to the people that I do this or that, but I think after he chooses, and he promises, and he will be at the service of the people, and he think to the young people, and about the financial problems, he decrease the inflation and something like that.
Thank you. Well, Nargis, that was actually a first-time voter who has come back home from Hungary to cast his ballot, first ballot, right here at home. So as you know, there are many polling stations, over 30,000 polling stations around the world, actually. Now, especially 34 of the polling stations are in the United States. So this has provided... This has allowed the Iran expects to cast their votes very much easily. Back to Nargis.
Yeah, many thanks, Salman. And I wonder if we can get the images. Here we have the images as well. And then there was the shot from above, from above as well, that showed the big crowd of people. I don't know if we can get that up. There, you see there. Well, I don't know if these people are waiting to vote or they voted and come out, but you can see it's extremely busy. And if that's the queue going round the bank there that you can see, well, we don't know how many hours it might take for those people to all get their votes counted as well. And I've said this before as well, but it's summer now here, so there is a possibility that more people have come out at this time. It's cooler. They can stand in those 2-3 hour queues to get their votes counted, pop them in the box there. And earlier we showed you the process with our correspondent Homa Lezgi, who was with an Iranian young female voter, and she went through the process there from handing in your identity card, getting that checked by two people and passing it through to get two forms filled in, and then going along getting checked again, then putting your finger on ink to get that stamped on as well, signatured there, and then from that point going to make your vote. So in essence, there's between 5 and 7 people that are just checking through that line as you go through down to vote. So it's a very vigorous process as well in terms of making sure that everything's fair and that all candidates are satisfied with what's happened in these tens of thousands of booths across the country. There is a representative from the Guardian Council at each polling booth, as well as as a representative from each of the four candidates, checking everything is running smoothly, that they have no worries there. It seems that we've got some more images up on the screen here. I wonder if someone can tell me where these are from. Are these live? Yeah. These are live images from Qazvin on your screen there, and it seems it's pretty busy here as well. This is the view just from behind the table there, where people, where the officials and the people helping out on election day are running through those votes. And right on the corner, I don't know if I'm taking up the space, this one of the polling boxes, it seems, that's been placed there for people to vote. So, as you can see, it's pretty much busy wherever we're going to, whichever city. And earlier, we did bring you images from provinces earlier in the morning, and it was busy pretty much from the start. In some cities, they're saying that there was queues for about 2 hours before polling even started. So it has been an overwhelming and an unprecedented turnout. But of course, high turnouts, nothing new for Iran, actually, because we do generally have high turnouts. We've never had less than 60% of a turnout. I'm being told Gisu's with us as well. I wonder if she's, this is a polling booth in Tehran, but Gisu's with us at election headquarters. Gisa, as I was saying, we do keep talking about an unprecedented turnout. It might be record-breaking, it might be more than that 79% that we had before, but on the whole, actually, Iranian elections, especially presidential elections, we never have a low turnout. We've never had less than 60%.
That is very true, Nargis. Turnout in Iran is usually very high. Like you said, it's usually over 60%. The record that we have was 12 years ago when Mr. Khatami came to power. That's when 79.9% of the electorate turned out to cast their votes. But this time, as the Interior Minister himself even told us this morning, we're expecting even that record to be broken, especially by the things that we've seen happening in the polls, the reports that we are receiving here in the Interior Ministry from the different polling stations. But Nargis, I think right now probably something that's more interesting for all of us to know is how do we make sure that these elections are safe and sound and there are no irregularities. Of course, previously we talked to head of Iran's board of registered political parties, but I have to tell you that the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, sent a representative here to make sure that everything goes right.
Gisa, can I just stop you for 1 minute, just to let our viewers know, you can't see it on your screen, but viewers, if we can get the images up again, what you were seeing to the right of Gisa is not live from Tehran, this is live from the south of Iran, at Ahvaz, is that right? Am I saying the right city? Yeah, it's Ahvaz here in the south of Iran. And we're going to let those images roll through while we talk to Gisu in headquarters in Tehran. Sorry to interrupt you there, Gisu, mid-sentence. Just wanted to clarify that for the viewers.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nargis. Yes, I was saying that what's really important, I'm sure, for everyone who's following the elections, even more important for the Iranian electorate and those who have cast their votes, is to make sure that everything will go smoothly. Now, we've talked a lot about the mechanism and how everything is supervised and how the Guardian Council is responsible. I have to tell you that for the first time, candidates were allowed to send their representatives here at the election headquarters. So I have personally met and talked with the representative of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Mir Hossein Mousavi, Mehdi Karoubi, and Mohsen Rezaei. Their representatives were all here checking out what's happening. They will stay here until vote counting ends and make sure that everything goes fine. Over to you.
Many thanks there, Gisu, at Iran election headquarters, giving us the latest, and they're echoing what we were saying before, that actually there is more transparency in this election than ever before in an Iranian election, just for the sheer fact of the presence of those representatives basically from across the board, from candidates to the organs inside the country. We have seen those representatives there. It's now coming up to 8:30 p.m. here in Tehran. I'm going to be handing you over to the international news in a mere moment's time, but just enough time for those of you who are just tuning in for the international news and might not know what's going on here today on Press TV. You've missed a lot, but stay with us because we are going to continue this special coverage. In between the international news, we're going to be speaking to analysts, so our correspondents in Iran and across the globe, bringing you unique, and it really is unique. If you switch through the channels right now, you're not going to find anything like this anywhere else. Switching through the different countries and the different polling stations. Stay with us here on Press TV. I'm going to hand you over to Arash with the international news.